For your daily Torah, Rabbi Y.Y. Rubenstein.
Okay. The beginning of Pirkei Avos, and the first Perek in the Mishnah Yud, it says, Shmaya, but talking about Avtalion says, the Chachomim Yisaru B'Dibrechem, you've got to be very careful what you say. And the Bartanura says there that the idea is that the Rav says something and he's not medayik and says it precisely, then people can get the wrong psak, understand the wrong psak, and they can distort Yiddishkeit, and apikorsim can be fed. Their apikorsis can get new schar as a consequence of not speaking carefully. I have to tell you, I don't know why I chose this topic, in actual fact, while thinking about it. It's a topic which is extraordinarily difficult, but it's one that's obviously in everybody's minds, particularly as I live in America at the moment. In America, it's in people's minds a lot. The genesis of the shiur, the genesis of the idea, was when this Maisa, I think you saw it was advertised, did the victims of Pittsburgh, when there was that slaughter of these people in the place in Pittsburgh, did they die Al Kiddush Hashem? That's the title of the shiur. And I was in Toronto when this occurred. I was doing a Shabbaton in Toronto. There's this, the Shabbaton that they try to get people to keep all over the world. And somehow over Shabbos, the news percolated through that there'd been a massacre in a shul in America, in Pittsburgh. And we were all set to speak. The five Darshanim they brought in to speak all over the city on Wednesday Shabbos, they wanted to speak for 10 minutes. They had a whole Gansa celebration, Motzi Shabbos, with the band, the chulu. Everybody had to speak for 10 minutes, and I thought that even though everybody just basically said what they prepared, I thought it was inappropriate not to address this issue. And so I did. So you can find this online, I suppose, somewhere. And at the time, I didn't know the details of the case. I didn't know what sort of synagogue it was. I didn't know what the situation was, etc. I just heard that people, the Jews, have been killed in the synagogue. Afterwards, of course, then it became a little bit more complicated. There was a video that became very well distributed, in which a certain Rav, this was sent to me, spoke out very, very passionately, even a feel angrily, about those who, realizing what the situation was, now all the details had come in, then to be so distressed about this, he felt was extraordinarily inappropriate. He said in the shiur that his son had said to him, Abba, Ata yodea ma hamatzav shezeh, and said that indeed at the time when this terrible attack had occurred, there was a particular celebration of two men who had adopted together some children, two autistic children. And he'd seen this, the rabbi had said, on the internet, and the attack happened gufa then, and this was his mechoah. It was basically, he was saying that, to put it crudely, you know, it was the whole thing was shemaim, in very crude terms, they got what they deserved. Unfortunately, I mean, when I looked at this, I was absolutely astonished, because to bring a rye, because your son had told you that he'd seen on the internet that somebody had said that this was the matzav, I was a bit suspicious. I mean, I don't believe what things say on the internet. So, alpha beacon, it turned out that Achaka wasn't true. That bit of the story certainly wasn't true. You could argue, but it's the sort of place, the sort of congregation, that if it did happen, there wouldn't be a problem. So that was one person who spoke. The reaction of the Rabbonim in America was extremely more passionate, more angry over this video. And the general position was to be extraordinarily supportive. My Chavrusa in New York, where I learn every morning, he at the moment, or maybe just finished, I think it's Shloshim now, the Koilel in Pittsburgh have been led the whole of Shas, Le'ilu Nishmas, the people were killed. My Chavrusa has learned Mishnayos for this, etc., etc. The reaction against what went on was extremely, from Gedali America, was extremely, extremely against this position. And the general was the approach of the Frum, the Haredi Kehila, I think, the public, let's say it that way, the public Haredi Kehila was one of great support to the people who were killed. hovering over this whole issue, this idea of how they died, did they die, was it a Kiddush Hashem, did they die on Kiddush Hashem, I have to tell you that it's a sheer, that's why I was considering whether I made a mistake in choosing the topic, which inevitably is going to cause a lot of distress. It's a topic that caused a lot of distress. For those who want to say that they did not die on Kiddush Hashem, there is a horrible implication which hovers in the background, which nobody wants to talk about. Because what in actual fact happened was, of course, that they were doing whatever they were doing in the building. In comes a fellow who says he wants to kill all Jews and opens up with a machine gun, semi-automatic machine gun, and kills all the people that he killed. Is that Kiddush Hashem? Is that dying of Kiddush Hashem? And if you say that they were killed and it wasn't Kiddush Hashem, well, what about the Jews who were killed in the Holocaust and very similar situations? And that's the bit that offends and distresses all of us, to even think that any Jew who was killed in the Churban in Europe did not die of Kiddush Hashem. It really hurts. Just to make it a little bit more complicated, this is Rabbi Dessler. Rabbi Dessler in Cheder Gimel of Mikta Melion, page 348, the whole essay there is about Kelm, the yeshiva of Kelm. Rabbi Dessler says that he, in his considered opinion, Kelm was a place miyuchad before the Churban in the whole of Europe. In the Makaris of Hasidus, the Makaris of Musar, the Yeshivish of Elt, Kelm was unique, he said. The Jews of Kelm, I think of them, I mean, the dogma I have, as Gates said in my time, a unique place. I'm not saying Gates in our time is not exactly the same, but certainly in my time. I feel about Gates and then the way that Rabbi Dessler writes about Kelm in his time. And then he writes the following thing. Rabbi Mshel v'temehu. Many people ask and are astonished, Ma betza b'misosis halola, because of course they were killed in the Churban. What was the benefit? What was the point of the killing of the death of the Yidden in Kelm? Elim itoi kuzeres ashmad meso? Umosar nashram hakidash shmai. Had they died during a gezer of shmad, and they were moisa nefesh to die al kiddush Hashem, so somebody comes and says, you become, if I see you, a Catholic or a Vodazor of some sort, or I'm going to kill you. And you say, right, I'm going to die al kiddush Hashem. Then I understand that halodoverhu, that's a zach, that's something to talk about. Abla wrote sim halolo, but these Nazis, when they came to kill the Jews, lo lo munador, it was not a question of faith, question of belief. There was no distinction between a from Jew and non-from Jew. If you're born to be Yehudim, you're born to be a Yehudi, that was it, you're going to be killed, that was it. What sort of Jew? That was irrelevant. Writes Rabbi Dessler. What's the point of this? In Gam have shown us the Kaddish Ishmoy is Baruch Lo Nisna Laharagim. The ability, the possibility of them being the Kaddish Hashem, to be able to have died Al Kiddush Hashem, to have embraced the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, then Taka, that was robbed, taken away from them. So Rabbi Dessler is saying, but Kedoshim, let's not go into the religiosity of the people in Pittsburgh for a second. We'll come back to that shortly. But people who, he says, were unique in Klal Yisrael in that door, who were Kedoshim, real tzaddikim, but they were robbed of doing the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. I'll read that again. They weren't given that opportunity. And therefore you've got to say, what's the point of this? Many people are astonished by this. Now obviously this is a huge parsha, and I'm not going to have the chutzpah to say that we're going to do anything except sketch. This is just a sketch. You can see the Rabbi Dessler, he brings an answer here. The answer is profoundly difficult, and I'm a huge chassid of Rabbi Dessler. You can look at it yourself. You have to combine that with Rabbi Dessler says about Kiddush Hashem in Kedek Aleph, in Kedek Gimel, when he talks about Kiddush Hashem, which is an emistic and which is not emistic. But he says at the beginning, his answer is extraordinarily deep, and it is. I don't think it's for us. I merely cite this as evidence. It's zelo poshut that he died al Kiddush Hashem. I'm talking about Pittsburgh now. It's difficult simply to imagine that is such a dover poshut, right? That if a Jew dies, killed by a non-Jew, you're dying al Kiddush Hashem. Rabbi Besser doesn't say that about the people who died in Kelm. More than that, listening to various Rabbonim who gave Shirim on the subject in America at the time, it was one Rav, or Rav Shachter, his father I think is the Rosh Shiva of the YU in New York. He cited three people who'd gone through the Churban in Europe. One was a famous doctor, one was a Paisuk, and they all said the same thing, and you have to really turn to them, to people who went through this. They all said that during, one was in the Vilna ghetto, one was in the Warsaw ghetto, that the people who were going through, who were Nebuch, in that Matzav, then they often said, it was a point of discussion, they even be discussing Aloha in such a Matzav, but they were discussing, these people are not being given the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. We're being taken out to be slaughtered like sheep, this is what they write. How can it possibly be we're not being able to do the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem? And then it's horrific. I mean, it disturbs me in preparing this, going into this. How could this be? I mean, they didn't die of Kiddush Hashem. It breaks a Jew's heart to say such a thing. Let's just remind ourselves what the Gedorim are here. So let's go back to basics. This is the Rambam Yesodei Torah. I'm sure we're all familiar with this. It's Perikei. Kol Beis Yisrael Mitzavim Al Kiddush Hashem. Every Yid is Mitzuvah in the midst of Kiddush Hashem. A very interesting, but we'll come back to that in a minute. The Loshon here is interesting. Kol Beis Yisrael. Mitzuvah Al Kiddush Hashem Mitzavim to keep the midst of Hashem HaGodol Hazeh Shonem Hasev Nikdashti Beitzoyach Bnei Yisrael. How do you know that? Because it's Pasuk in Parshas Emor. It's Perikei Beis. It's Pasuk Lamed Beis. And you will dash and you make me holy, betoich b'nei Yisrael. Amaz here in Shalom Lachal Hashem, and the converse is true as well. Not mikachil Hashem, keitzad b'shor she'omad goy va'onas es Yisrael. And one of the mitzvah is if a goy comes along to compel a Jew la'aber al achas mikol mitzvahs hamuras b'torah and says you've got to break. Here's a piece of pork. Eat this pork, or I'll kill you. Or yargenu yar v'bal yarak. Then eat the pork. Shneema says, "V'mitzvahs asher yasa isam ha'odem chay bohem," because the posuk says, "Mitzvahs there in order to live a life, not to die." V'lo shumas bohem, but not to die from them. V'imeis v'lo over harizem ischay benasha. And if you didn't eat the pork and you gave up your life, then you're going to have to get din b'keshbon. Why are you here? Oh, I was not eating the pork for you. You don't understand halacha. But then the Rambam says, "V'matvor memurim." What am I talking about? I'm talking about almost every mitzvah, but not three mitzvahs. B'shar mitzvahs chutz me'avod azara, gilurai, shechus domim. So it's gilurai, shechus domim, but then the parsha, then the next halacha, it's a little bit different, depends whether that you have to give up your life for. Oh, but it's even that is a qualification. It's in front, if it's private, it's not in private, it gets a bit more complicated. And then halacha gimel, v'kod devorim ha'ilu shalom b'shar ha'shmad, and all that is not at the time of shmad. When there's general gezar din to rob Klal Yisrael of shmir some mitzvahs, or the ability to keep mitzvahs. Abba b'shar ha'shmad, v'kosh yomad melech roshak and Nebuchadnezzar, we got a ruler like Nebuchadnezzar who stands up, v'chaver v'gozra shmad al Yisrael, levatol datim all mitzvahs mina mitzvahs, to give up the Torah completely, or part of the Torah. Yarag v'al yavar afil al achas mishar ha'mitzvahs. Then you give up even eating the pork, or even the Vilna Gaon said, even tying your shoelace in the way you're supposed to tie it, which is not the most fundamental of the, it's not Raisa. So that's the idea. That's just a sketch of what the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem is. The mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem is you choose to die, to sanctify Hashem's name. In all these cases, now again, qualify in what circumstance, but in all the circumstances we're talking about, the Rambam brings down the Gemara in Sanhedrin, of course, this all depends on you choosing. The problem is, what if I don't choose? These people in Pittsburgh weren't choosing, they were robbed of choice. A giant Athela comes in and starts opening up with a gun, that's not a choice. And therefore, is that dying or Kiddush Hashem? Sorry? Yes, indeed, he spent his whole life saying that he'd been preparing for this attack for this moment. So that that was a shasa shmad. That's very complicated. Did he choose or did he not choose? He said, we're coming to that, so hold fire a second. Yeah. So that's the story there. I saw somebody wanted to quote the Radak. There's a sefer called Isbaklaria. I don't know if you've seen that sefer. The author is a Rav, I believe he lives in Switzerland. I wanted to get in touch with him. And he's even put the whole thing online. It's an encyclopedia, like the Shari Aaron, which is, you know, got a wonderful Likud, brilliantly constructed of in each posuk. This is an encyclopedia of Hashkofa. Of Hashkofa. And all the Inyanim of Hashkofa, Inyan Hashkofa, he's got in one place. And the Aspakaria, when he is talking about the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, he points to a Radak. And the Radak is in Yirmiyahu, and it's in Hay in Posuk Aleph. Now this might be a mahalach for us who are trying to say, well, if they didn't choose, how could they become Kedoshim? How could this be a Kiddush Hashem? So this is let's just read the Pesukim. Shoytetu b'chutzas Yerushalayim. So we're talking b'chum b'as Rishon. Shoytetu b'chutzas Yerushalayim. Look carefully, search through the b'chutzas Yerushalayim, or u'inod, u'bakshu, b'rchovaseha. Look in the courtyards, look in the streets. Im timso ish. If you find me one Jew, this is Hashem talking. Im yesh, oisa mishpot mevakesh. If there's one faithful Jew in the whole of Yerushalayim, be'esachlo, I'll forgive him. Give me one. Bim chay Hashem yomru lachin l'shoche yishavim. And if chay Hashem yomru, and if they say chay Hashem, if they're making an oath before Hashem, say. Again, it's the Radak here. And if they make an oath, they're not saying in the name of Hashem, they're saying in the name of other gods. They're completely over avoided Zorah. If they're making an oath in my name that's not true, but there are people who are keeping Torah and mitzvahs, they're lying. Okay. And here's the Radak. The Radak says like this: Shaitetu, Choshu, Bakshu, Hini. Oma David b'seif atilim. David says in Tehillim 9 tes, v'nosta es nevelos avdecho maichol oif hashemaim, v'bosa chasidecho la'achayas ha'oretz. 9 tes David HaMelech said, addressing this same situation, korma basrishin, that your avodim and your chasidim are now corpses that are being eaten by birds and eaten by animals. V'yikahoyu yishalayim chasidim v'ever nekel, v'avdekel. So oibazai comes out clearly. Now that's a contradiction. Here it says, try and find me one in the whole of Yerushalayim. But David HaMelech says that there were tzaddikim, avodim, and tzaddikim of Hashem Yisborach who were killed and whose bodies were lying in the streets. So I thought there wasn't any frum people there. So this is what the Radak answers here. Be'ich omer Yirmiyog im yesh oisem ishmat mevakash umun of esach lo. What's Yirmiyog talking about? Find me one. Oh, Perish Adon, Avi says, and my Rebbe says, what did he say here? He said, if you can find me in the streets of Yerushalayim, somebody who's a faithful Yid. Oh, that's different. However, ki chasidim shahoyu b'Yerushalayim, but the frum, the faithful Jews at the time of Purim Bas Rishon, they existed, but they didn't go out into the street. The streets were wild and like the internet. They stayed in their houses. They weren't able to go out to the streets because of the priests, because of the Avodah Zarah, and all the other things that they would see there. Another psha, how could they be called tzaddikim? Because they were killed by goyim, al yidei oivim. Even though they were Roshayim, the Chayvi Misa and Taka, because their lifestyle was dreadful, they were over avoided Zorah and absolutely everything you can imagine. But because they were killed by Goyim, despite being Chayvi Misa and Ischapar Lehem B'Misasan, then the deaths being killed by Goyim was a Kapora. And therefore you're called Chasidim, the Chasidecha. That's what it's talking about. So two answers. How could it be that we've got a contradiction? That Yirmiyahu says there were no frum people in the whole of Yerushalayim, which David HaMelech here refers to as being that they were killed chasidim and avodim of Hashem Yisborach. Answer number one, they existed, but Yirmiyahu is talking about the streets. But they kept off the streets, they existed. Answer number two, we're not even talking, maybe they were in the streets, and maybe they were all Roshayim, but being killed by a goy, that bestows automatically upon you the category of martyr, and dying for as being a Yid, Ashtik Geder of Kiddush Hashem. So that's what's that's the answer that, is, that some of the rabbis looking to get out of this unpleasant dilemma have pointed to. But it's problematic. It's problematic because Rashi already says in Tehillim, if we look at it there, and we're going to have to look at the Tehillim for a second in some depth. So this is Ayin Tes Aleph. Mizmor LeOsof. Elokim bo goyim benachlo sechel. So the goyim have come into the Beis HaMikdash. Timu es hechel kodshecho. They have defiled it, thank you. The psalmist Yerushalayim le'im and made Yerushalayim into, laid it low, or turned it to rubble, different explanations. Nosta es niblas avodecho machu lo'if, v'shamayim. It's turned, and here we get the word avodim. So it's turned the corpses of your avodim into food for the birds. And b'sar chasidecha l'chaya soy ha'aretz, for the animals of the earth. Shofcho domim kemaim, their blood has been spilt like water. Savibas Yerushalayim in kaver, the corpses are all surrounding Yerushalayim, and nobody can bury them. That's what it says there. And the Radak repeats it's almost exact same words as the Radak that we just saw in Yirmiyahu. He says it here. He says it again. But Rashi says, and we'll look at the Radak again in a second, Bosa chasidech v'halo rishoyim hoyo. And Rashi says, weren't there rishoyim? And Rashi says, Ella, mishuk, listen to Loshen. I was discussing this with my son, so maybe you can give me your help. How would you translate this? Ella, mishakablu paronasom. When they were makabel paronasom, or he wanted to translate it as when the paronas and the punishment came. Because makablu, you could translate it either way. Because makablu paronasom, harihim chasidim. They were chasidim. Vakenu ayam rinalaka achecho, and he brings psukim that such a thing, when they were makabel the paronas, then they became chasidim. Now the Rambam said that we looked at them at the beginning. How does Kiddush Hashem work? It's a choice you make. Our problem is that the people in Pittsburgh weren't making any choices. It happened to them, which has this horrible implication for the so many millions who were killed in the Churban. They didn't choose either. But here we've got a Loshon of Rashi, which is a remez. But if they were makabel it, then already, then they become chasidim. But there's a problem here. Because it comes out, therefore, according to the Radak, let me remind ourselves that the Radak said again, even if the Rishoyim, the Chayv Misa, Neskaper Lehem B'Misosa. The fact that they were killed by Goyim, that was Neskaper B'Misosa. But that's not a Chiddush. We all know that death is Machab. The Rambam in Hilchos Teshuvah, when he talks about the worst avera a Jew can do, which is Chilul Hashem, when he talks about the Gedorim, it needs Teshuvah, it needs Yom Kippur, it needs suffering that happens to him or her in their lifetime, and death. Death is the final thing. So the death of a Yid in the action of dying, of being Nifter, in and of itself, takes away the sins that you've done. But that's a different Gedor. That just means that the slate, as you would say in English, is wiped clean. That hardly turns you into a tzaddik. The argument goes. With me so far. Complicated. Complicated and a bit unpleasant. Yeah. So I found in Sefer Mikdash Ma'at, didn't want to schlep it across, I'm not sure if I find it here, a way out of this. This might be a way out of this. Why? If my translation of Rashi is correct, and Rashi says when they're makabel their punishment, that would turn it into an action of choice, an action of doing something. Then that could turn it into a Kiddush Hashem. Now, this is what I find this very exciting actually when I found this. Let me remind you what we said in Tehillim. Again, Mizmor LeOsof Elokim bo goyim benachlosecha v'timu es hechel kodshecho shomer v'soma es Yerushalayim le'im. Right? So then the corpses of the people are pretended to strewn in the streets. Shofka dom kamaim. Their blood is spilled all over the place. So the Arizal, The Arizal makes a very interesting comment here. He says it's the wrong way around. They would bleed first, would you not, and then become a corpse. The bleeding is a consequence of a maka. The maka produces the misa. So you would expect it, first of all, to be the posset referred to them bleeding, and then dying. Rest the other way about. So it's hard to read. So let me read this to you. So this is the Arizal. The Arizal says, Lama betchila kainan es nebelas avdecha. Why is it called at the beginning of in the first posset nebelas avdecha? V'acharach es shifchas domim. And in the third posset, it refers to the fact that they bled. Kidahefach here is the other way about. Kitakilas kainan al yidei shifchas domim. Surely we should talk about them bleeding first, and then them dying. Yihoya kainim, because that comes first. And then they would die, which is exactly what happens, of course, in the way of death. Ach, inyan hu, listen to this. Ki ech korim chasidim. How could we call chasidim im hoy rishoyim if they were taka rishoyim? If they were taka at that time, really very bad people. Ach, inyan hu. That's the Arizal. Inyan hu. Because the Arizal is usually, you know, tifa kabbalah stuff. But here's pshat. Very interesting pshat. Since they're makabo, they're einish. Nikro chasidim, that makes them chasidim. At the moment when they're makabo, they're einish. When are the makabo einish? When they're first, they've been stabbed by a sword. So the person knows that he's going to die. He's bleeding. And is makabo this einish. Then, Shifkas domam in royal lekainen adain achacha shekvar kib laonshim. But then, so therefore, to call them a cause is not yet applicable because they've not yet the process leading on to death has not yet occurred. When nishafach domam as royal lekainen alehem ki kvar him korim chasidim shahoye baonshim abeis vabo alehem baachal yisem chasidim. So once they were makabelit, at the moment they know they're going to die, and they were makabel that when it comes to the point of their death. Then they turn into chassidim. Interesting. And if it says after that, they wouldn't get the idea that they were makabel. He's trying to emphasize the fact that they were makabel, they were accepting of it. Then that would turn them into tzaddikim. Fine. Now, that means that we're talking, therefore, that they could become chassidim, and what Dovid HaMelech is saying is because they were makabel. That's a choice. The mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem is when you choose to die al Kiddush Hashem. And therefore, if now we're talking together, that a person sees that their death is going to occur and accepts it because I'm dying as a Jew, then you can understand that that's a geder of Kiddush Hashem. After all, we all know that if a Jew refuses to give a get, now you know if you force a Jew to give a get, there's a unfortunate case of this in America recently, then it's not a get. But if a Beis Din forces him, if a Beis Din takes him and they give him makos, and he says, Rotz ani, we're makabel that because really he does. Because Jews are basically good. Every Jew, we see it, we said it this morning, every morning, El Kayan Shomash and Zati Bitahari. I am a holy Yid, I'm a Kodesh. It's just that my Yitzhahara has dominated me. By giving me makas, you freed me from the Yitzhahara for the moment, and I've said, Tak, I want to give the get. That's a get. If that's something we find easy, it's easy to imagine that maybe a Jew could say such a thing, because ultimately Jews are good, as the Gary Rebbe used to say all the time, Jews are good. Oh, does that mean all Jews are good all the time? Certainly not. The Alshik says in his introduction to Pirkei Avos, when it says, Kol Yisrael Meishneim Chelekla Mamo, because it says, your people, Ame Kulam Tzadikim, said the Alshik, pardon? All Jews are good? Don't we know any bad Jews? Sadly. But it means that really the intrinsic model, that Jew who's bad is doing bad things, brought up badly, whatever it is, but the basic hefzer, the basic person is good. He might have to come back to sort out his problems and maybe have to come back Gilgal a few times. But Jews are basically good. So if this basically good Jew says, Rotsani, I want to give the get. For the last 2 years, under no circumstances, you've danced in my grave, I'll not give the get. Boof, 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 boof. Yeah? I want to. Akavaldi, that's the real you. Well, if you've ever been with somebody who dies, then you really see the real person. Then you can really see the real person. And as I once told you, we don't have time because I have so little time here. But really, once I was in a plane crash, in South Africa once upon a time, were flying around for an hour before the plane crashed, then you really truly discover, when you think you're going to die, and I really thought I was going to die, then you really discover the person you are, your chesronis and your miles, etc. And you understand, so therefore, oy bazoy, it comes out, according to their reason, very nice. It could be that the people, taka, at the moment they are shot, as in the Pittsburgh thing, the Pittsburgh incident, then they know they're going to die, and at that moment, even if their whole life was not one of exemplary Jewish behavior, and even, incidentally, it was a mixture of Reconstructionist Jews, Reformed Jews, they've all got little rooms where they do have their services, and conservative, I think it was conservative Jews who were mostly killed, and very old people. So therefore, you can generally assume, I think, that most of them were, without question, Jews. And conservative Jews in America are more or less like most United Synagogue Jews in the UK. I mean, they don't know much. Nice, simple, straightforward people. They don't know much. They're like teenage Shanishma, and that's a whole parsha which we should really address here, but we don't have time to do it. And I missed out tons. Missed out the Ramon Yeridea in Sheen Mem when he talks about, interesting, you cut kriya for somebody who dies, but what if somebody is a mumer, is an apikarish, and the person dies, you cut kriya? Yisharmrim? Oh, everybody says no. Oh, but if he was killed by a goy, yisharmrim that you do. There's a possibility that dying as a Jew and being macabre and welcoming, welcoming is not quite the right word, but accepting, embracing, that's the good word. To embrace the fact that I'm dying as a Jew, that should be good enough. Fine. And then, I found this. This is Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. Remember it said, the Rambam said, when he's talking about the mitzvah of dying on Kiddush Hashem, call Beis Yisrael. Call Beis Yisrael. Interesting loshon. He doesn't say call Beis Yisrael, mechuv to put on tefillin, tzitzis, sit in circles. But he does when it comes to the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. So I wanted to tell you what Rabbi Chaim Yankel says here in Sefer Emes Yaakov. He says, I'm the Rambam, and he says, if you look in that Rambam, which of course is Zeh Lashon, call Beis Yisrael, mechuv al Kiddush Hashem, hagodol hazeh, take on this big mitzvah, and it says, call Yisrael, Beis Yisrael, mamash hakadol call, why do you say call Beis Yisrael? Keep it Shabbos Afila Ketanim, because he says it includes even children. Interesting. Because it says it has in Tehillim Kuf Tesvav. You recognize that it's Beis Yisrael, a Ketanim im Hagadolim. We know that capital very well. That everybody's due to be Mekadosh and bless Hashem is Bar Ketanim im Gadolim. But Tam Nira Li, and says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, the reason it includes children, Medeloksiv, and it says the posuk. From which the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem comes from. Listen again. The pasuk is called Beis in Parshas Emor, pasuk Lamed Beis. Benigdashti b'sof b'nei Yisrael. How would you translate benigdashti? And I will be made holy. It doesn't say v'tadishu eshemi. It doesn't say v'tadishu eshemi. Make my name holy. Listen to this. At az yeshlama d'lo adibar hakosav el al hamakachim. Because then it would be talking about us. It's talking about us. We have to go and do the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. Avo mekim d'ksiv menegdashti. But since the Losha says menegdashti, shakadosh baruch hu kivyochol hu anifal. As though he makes it happen. Imkin gam al yidei haketanim eshashi osahini nazeh. Then maybe children. Now children is not maybe not a bar das, certainly not a bar mitzvah or a bas mitzvah. They have no chiyuv to do this, to give up their life to die on mitzvah Kiddush Hashem. And he brings the Rambam that he says it's a hint from the Rambam as well. Interesting lashon. In the Middle Ages, and that's why Yidden at the time of the Middle Ages, and we're talking the Crusades, etc. That they were willing to give up their lives and the lives of their children to die al Kiddush Hashem. Why didn't the children into this? At the Inquisition or the Crusades, why they do that? He says, because maybe there's a gather, therefore, of a child being mechuv in the midst of Kiddush Hashem. He's not mechuv at all. Oy bazoy, it comes out that the child is mekayim the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem through the choice of their parents. Through the choice of their parents. That you, by embracing your parents, and parents embracing you and making this choice for you, it's still considered your choice. That's an interesting idea. That's not ultimately your choice, But even if I want to say that maybe talk of the people who were killed in Pittsburgh, even though their lives were maybe totally different to our lives, their lifestyles, etc., their shmiras and mitzvahs. But as a yid, stam as a yid, who's a kodesh, and that's talking mahalach of the gates of the Rav, who spoke about this recently, that they're innately kodeshim, and therefore that emerged like the makas of the person who won't give the get at the last moment. But what if there's no das there at all? Like a child? But still you could be schlepped in the midst of Kiddush Hashem through you belonging to your parents doing Kiddush Hashem. That's a very interesting emes to Yaakov. And then I cleared that after all, I'm completely out of time, in Ruach Chaim, the fifth parak in Pirkei Avos says that Hashem Yisborach, first of all it says there's 10 generations from Adam to Noach, and then from Noach to Avram. And then it says in the next Mishnah, 10 tests was given to Avram Avinu. And Rechaim Volozhin points out, why does it say Avram Avinu in the second Mishnah, and the first time, which is talking about the generation, just says Avram? He said, because of the mitzvahs, because of the Nesianus that Avram passed, that programmed into the DNA, into the genes. Incidentally, there's no scientific research that says that your choices do affect your genes and your DNA. How about that? So that we become Avram Avinu's children. So therefore it's called Avram Avinu. The fact that you didn't want to go and live in Eretz Yisrael, which frankly, from a materialistic point of view, is insanity. The old joke about how do you become a millionaire when you go to live in Eretz Yisrael, Mikaliyah, answer, go with 10 million, and then you become a millionaire, you get the idea. But he says that the fact that over the generations, Jews have been willing to give up their lives to die at Kiddush Hashem, that comes from Avram Avinu. In other words, that is it leaked in what a Jew is all about. If it's possible that my Diak and Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky is correct, and Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky is saying that even a child, somebody who's not a bar das, somebody who's not welcoming this at the last moment, through being schlepped into it by their parents, being part of a kehila, that would constitute Kiddush Hashem. What about if it wasn't the parents? What if about you were schlepped into the mitzvah by Hashem Yisborach himself? I quoted this to you before. But Rabbi Bechaya says, you know, this is in Parshas Matos when Moshe Rabbeinu is told to go in and fight against the Midianim and fight a war of revenge for what they did to Klal Yisrael. And everybody remembers that Moshe Rabbeinu changes it and says to the Yidden, we've got to go and fight a war for the covenant of Hashem, not for the covenant of Klal Yisrael. This is what Rabbeinu Bechaya says. Nakomas b'nei Yisrael, o Moshe Omer Nakomas Hashem. Omer le Moshe l'Kadosh Baruch. Moshe said to Kadosh Baruch, Rabban Shalom, Elo. Moshe says, "Ela ha'ino arelim oy avdik avodah zara. If we were uncircumcised, or we did avodah zara, lo ha'yu shining us, they wouldn't hate us at all. But amah shining us, and why do they hate us? B'shvil ha'tayra ba'mitzvah shenasatulona. Because of the Torah and the mitzvahs that you give us, that we are circumcised, that we are Jews. Hand up here, everybody keeps all the mitzvahs. I mean, in Klal Yisrael, the majority of Jews don't keep all the mitzvahs." Maybe the majority don't even try to keep all the mitzvahs. But you're still a Jew. You're still part of Klal Yisrael. Hashem gave you that stempel on your goof, on your neshama. Oy bezoy, it comes out very quick, very easily. Then maybe Hashem has Baruch has schlepped you in the same way as the parents would schlep you to die al kiddush Hashem. And Kenzai, when you were lying there bleeding, or when you were first hit by the bullet, the taka, you would say, okay, I'm going to die. But at least I accept this. I'm dying as a Jew. And that would turn it into kiddush Hashem. Because then there would be a rotzo. Seconds passing. I spoke at a shul, it was in Staten Island, about 6 months ago. They were very upset because one of the Yidden had dropped a Sefer Torah. And so they had a whole day's limud, and I was one of the people brought out there to speak. And the Rav of the shul, it was a modern Orthodox shul, you know, not the sort of shul where a rabbi stands up and it's fire and brimstone all day long. But he said, look, if I was to tell you why this happened, I would say, if I have to, and please forgive me, because really, there's three things came to my mind. We don't give enough kovod l'Torah when a speaker comes to town. The shul's not full. We don't give enough tzedakah. And we speak during davening. We should work in these. And the reason I tell you this is because you all know who it was that dropped the Sefer Torah. And then he said, I'm going to tell you, in case you don't know who dropped the Sefer Torah. And he mentioned some Jew's name, Yankel Rabinowitz, what his name is. And the reason I'm telling you that is because we all know Yankel. Yankel gives kavod l'Torah all the time. Whatever the shir, he's always here. Tzedakah, he's not the richest of man, but he always gives exactly what he can give. He gives. And speaking shul, he never speaks in shul. So what was going on? How did that happen to him?
Why him?
So when he went to discuss it with Reb Ruben Feinstein thought for a second and said, well, it had to be him. Because had it happened to somebody else, somebody who talks, somebody who doesn't give tzedakah, or somebody who doesn't cover the Torah, people say, that's why. Yeah. But if it happens to somebody who is completely clear of this, then we'll turn around and say, oh, it can't be him that's to blame. It must be us. But that model doesn't work when it comes to an incident like happened in Pittsburgh, or when the Jews were, those people who were misfallen in Har Nof, when two Arabs slaughtered them, etc. We don't say that. We don't make that calculation. When another Yid is suffering, then Taka, or something that happens in Pittsburgh, our attitude can never be, oh, it's because of them. Because they're called Yisrael Merevim Zelazeh. This is a chedek of Klal Yisrael. We, and if they Taka behave terribly, and they believe in all sorts of nonsense, and they think you don't have to keep this, and men can marry men, and all sorts of garbage like that, I am Achroi. Because I'm a member of Klal Yisrael. And maybe I didn't reach out enough, and maybe I don't reach out enough, and maybe I don't write enough, and maybe I don't speak enough, and maybe, as the Chofetz Chaim says repeatedly in his writings, if you've got an ability to reach out, which affects most of us, we should be reaching out. We don't turn around and make that calculation, or people would turn around and say it's because of him. No, and you know what? In this case, when it comes to a cloud, we don't say it's them and that show, that sort of person. We turn around and say, this is affects God's cloud is wrong. Whatever the reason, and maybe everything I told you is wrong, and I'm not even a Talmud Chacham, so it's a chutzpah to be standing here. But the truth of the matter is, such a thing to happen, and for us not to look deeply into our hearts, and that's not the only thing that's happened since then. You're probably here in America, which the golden Medina is becoming not so golden at the moment, with Jews being attacked in Borough Park, and some Arab trying to run over Jews in Los Angeles, etc. There's a message of some sort to all of us. I think we're achrai to assume that Taka, they died al Kiddush Hashem, that the Taka were Yidden who saw the Emes, at least at the last moment, were makabel that from Hashem Yisborach, and then we've got to ask ourselves, if such Yidden were killed, what's the message for me? And act accordingly. Yeah.